So when you were evacuated, did you all stay in a big school together, or did you stay with people?
No, we were, my whole class
Right.
were loaded into a lorry and
You went by train
the,
and then lorry.
pardon?
You went by train and then from the station. Is that right?
No, into a lorry, and then they, the lorry stopped in the street, and people came to select. They had to take evacuees, you see,
Right.
and selected the evacuees. And quite a lot of people wanted my sister, who was a very neat little thing, but my father had said, "You must not allow yourselves to be separated." So I always said, "No, we are together."
You get one and you take the other two.
So did you eventually persuade somebody to
Well,
take the set?
no, eventually we were still left, and a nice young girl said, the woman couldn't come, but she asked me to find her some evacuees. And so she really wanted one, but I said, well, but so she took both of us. And then she was all right. But then we were delivered to our so-called foster parents. And they thought we were, he examined us as though we were Germans in disguise, you know,
Oh,
and he,
well, you were German, I suppose.
so kind of, and they were horrible, they were very horrible.
Because you were German.
Yes, and they really only wanted one, but the girl had brought us both, so it was a single bed. And it was impossible to both lie on the same side, so one slept top and one bottom. But we had to change quickly in the mornings before they came in because they didn't allow that. And then when the air raid came, they used to take Lottie, who was still, you know, younger, into bed with them, and I had to stand against the wall during the air raid.
Nice. How much younger was she than you?
3.5 years.
So you must have felt a bit angry
Oh.
about that, I would imagine.
Oh, I was furious, yes, but I mean, what could I do?
Didn't she command you to pray?
Oh, yes.
Well, is that, was that the way to protect yourself then?
Presumably.
And did they know you were Jewish as well as German?
I can't remember. Yes, well, I don't know. Can't remember that suddenly.
You
Doesn't matter.
certainly didn't.
It didn't matter, did it? No.
I think they fed you sausages and.
Oh God, yes, is the dripping toast we used to get in the morning. Ugh. Fried
Oh,
toast.
right.
You'd never seen anything like that, I suppose, in Germany.
And some funny sausages, which I hated, and I used to put them in my little knickers with elastic, and I used to put them in there and get rid of it.
So how long did you live there? Do you remember? How long were you there for?
Well, we, wait a minute now. Well, we didn't, no, we didn't stay with that family long because I went to the headmistress and said, and complained, you know.
Good for you.
She was very good. She was a very good headmistress.
You also took Lottie to the doctor, I think.
Oh,
That
yes, that's right. She had a terrible cough, and this woman sent her to school. You know, she wouldn't let her stay in bed or anything. So I got into trouble for it, but I took her to the, I skipped school and instead took her to the doctor, who was amazed to see two little girls come to see him, you know. But he was very good, and he said that she has to stay in bed. So the woman was very cross with me for having taken to the doctor, but she had to do that. Oh, yes, and all this sort of tension, excitement. I started wetting my pants. Then I used to lock myself in the bathroom and wash them. And there were these awful pants in those days, all woolly, hard to dry. Yeah. And she used to bang on the door, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And so I was planning some underground escape or something.
And did you get away quite soon from this family? What happened? Were you sent back to London?
We told the headmistress, I told the headmistress. And then what, an awfully nice lady came to see us and saw to it that we were moved. And then we came to the doctor's family, the Salmons, who became really second home. They had a big garden, a big house, and you know, and the daughter was grown up, and the mother said, "Now you can." This is, oh yes, she'd had to escape from Spain or something, where she had her fiancé, and she was at loose ends. So the mother said, "Now they're in your care. You look after them." So she did, and we had a very, very nice time there. I mean, they were very good, and there was a maid who I think resented having the extra work.
Mm. Were you then sent back to your aunt and uncle in London during the war, or did you spend the whole of the war as an evacuee?
Yes, as an evacuee.
Right, right.
In the meantime, my uncle died. And no, we never went there to live again.